folks. This is your old pal, Cousin Uncle Cool Daddy, and stops working on the next staff pod on grooming and personal hygiene. But while he's working on that, I thought I'd sneak down here and do you a special little thing here for fans of the Marvel Comics. Remember this?
Meet the sulky, over-bumpy,
kinda hunky superhero.
Hot to twisted and electrically transistored superhero. And exotically erotic
and aquatic superhero.
The Marvel superheroes have arrived. Super-powered from the forehead to the toes. Watch them change their very shape before your nose. See arcane striking superhero change to Viking superhero. Dingin' real swingin' shield flinging superhero. They're the latest, they're the greatest, ultimatest superheroes. The Marvel superheroes have arrived.
These are really the worst cartoons too. They had virtually no movement or animation whatsoever, but heck, it was Marvel, right?
Dr. Bruce Banner, melted by gamma rays, turned into the Hulk.
E.T. on gamma rays,
wrecking the town with the power of a bull.
Ain't no monster clown who is as lovable
as ever-loving Hulk.
Let's see who else we got here.
Jonas Stark makes you feel he's a cool exec with a heart of steel.
And Iron Man, all just a play. He fights and fights with his hunger rays. Amazing armor.
Iron Man.
A blazing bomber.
And then there was the old shield slinger.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
You know, the animation was pretty bad, but it wasn't as bad as Clutch Cargo. Remember that? Where the only thing that moved was their lips, which were actually human lips that were superimposed on the cartoon, and they looked like little worms.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar. You'll behold in breathless wonder the god of thunder, mighty Thor.
The Clutch Cargo, they made a big deal about that. In fact, they called the process Synchrovox. Woody-doo-doo. Synchrovox.
Longer than a whale, he can swim anywhere.
He can breathe underwater and go flying through the air.
The noble submariner, prince of the deep, will be very, very demon.
The tamer of Atlantis is the prince of the deep.
But you know, the thing about Marvel comic books that separated them from the rest of them were they created a sense of community, a sense of family, a sense of belonging. Well, at least that's the way it was marketed, boy.
Stand a little straighter, walk a little prouder, be an innovator, laugh a little louder. Don't forever traitor, we can show you how to.
And when will you be then?
You'll belong to the very Marvel Marching Society. March along to the song of the Merry Marvel Marching Society. If you growl, if you groan with the dour sour outlook, if you howl, if you moan, you can lose your sour trust. But keeping trim and in step with the vim and the step of the Merry Marvel Marching Society.
Be an early riser.
Strive to be ambitious.
Speak a little wiser.
Try to be judicious.
Be a good advisor.
Never ever vicious.
And where will you be then?
Face front! Lift your head! You're on the winning team!
You'll belong to the Merry Marvel Marching Society. March
march along, march along, march along to the song of the Merry Marble Marching Society. If you growl, if you groan, and your score is nearly zero, do not howl, do not moan, you can be a superhero marching right along to the fighting song of the Merry Marble Marching Society. Stand a little straighter, walk a little prouder, be an innovator, laugh a little louder, grow forever greater, we can show you how to.
Well, there you go. I thought you might... Hey, what's going on around here, Cool Daddy? What you doing? Oh, nothing.
Nothing, huh? Listen, I found this laying outside. Is this yours?
Oh, yeah, I was looking for stuff. I must have dropped that. Here, give me that.
A web, any size, catches seeds, just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Welcome fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big pain. Wherever there's a pain, you'll find a Spider-Man.
Thanks, Stuff.
But you're not doing anything.
No, I'm just hanging around doing nothing.
Let's watch some TV.
What's on?
Let's see. Ooh, Clutch Cargo.
Oh, wonderful.
Clutch Cargo with his pals Spinner and Paddlefoot in another exciting adventure, Pirate Isle.
I'll get it, Spinner. Oh, why, it's my old friend Snowshoe Slednik.
Oogalooga, Clutch Cargo.
Oogalooga to you, Snowshoe. Come on in. Spinner, I want you to meet Snowshoe Slednik and his dog Snowball. You've heard me speak of them.
Yeah, I've always wanted to meet you, Mr. Snowshoe. Do you really have days and nights that are 6 months long, Mr. Snowshoe?
Hey, Cool Daddy, where are you going?
I'm going to put myself back in the fridge. Bye.
What's all the excitement, Snowshoe?
Much, much trouble, Clutch Cargo. Our old friend Captain Lowtide in big, bad danger. His plans for giant igloo housing project with TV in every igloo have gone poof. His big ship...